Some 126,000 soldiers, along with their artillery, animals, and equipment, boarded 389 steamers, schooners, and heavy barges at Alexandria for the voyage to Hampton Roads, which would take 20 days for a campaign that would end up being the largest of the war. Stowed aboard the ships was the best intelligence and communications technology available. Three of Thaddeus Lowe's balloons with gas-generating machines, nearly two dozen U.S. military telegraph operators and their equipment to provide 24-hour-a-day communications to Washington, flag wavers to signal Navy ships. Fortunately for McClellan, rebel intelligence failed to detect the massive Union movement. Pinkerton had already proven himself to be a poor military intelligence analyst in Washington. He would be even more out of his element trying to run that operation in the field, with divisions constantly moving and accurate reporting almost hourly of enemy strength and position critically important. He should have stayed in the Capitol chasing spies and dissidents. But Pinkerton was desperate to get to the front. He cleared out his cases of prisoners languishing at Old Capitol and pleaded with McClellan to allow him to join the Peninsula Force. "I know I can be of great value to you," he wrote the general. Other officers in McClellan's command were not convinced and thought the detective should remain behind. Pinkerton accused them of failing to understand the importance of his work and asked McClellan to clear hurdles that the general staff had placed in front of his coming. McClellan did, and allowed Pinkerton to join his field headquarters with George Bangs and a dozen other detectives. Pinkerton also brought along his 15-year-old son, William, who acted as a spy apprentice, taking flight in Lowe's balloon and even coming under fire at one point. Eventually able to pitch a tent near McClellan's when they reached outside of Fort Monroe, Pinkerton also began looking for talent among the general's headquarters troops. He found John C. Babcock, a member of McClellan's bodyguard called the Sturgis Rifles, who proved adept at making much-needed battle maps. Lafayette Baker was delighted to see Pinkerton go, believing it would allow him a free rein in Washington. That didn't happen.